Pet Sounds, released in 1966 by the Beach Boys, initially slipped quietly into record stores before eventually being recognized as perhaps the most influential pop album ever created. What makes this record so special that Paul McCartney purchased copies for his children as education in life, and Eric Clapton declared it one of the greatest pop LPs ever released? The answer lies in Brian Wilson's revolutionary approach to composition and production. He created a perfect balance between familiarity and innovation, with relatable lyrics set against unique vocal instrumental interplay. His genius manifested in the masterful use of consonants and dissonance, crafting musical moments that touch listeners on a profound emotional level. As producer Rob Fusari noted, Brian wasn't merely a songwriter, but a composer whose symphonic works rival classical masters. The album's journey from commercial disappointment to cultural touchstone represents one of music's greatest redemption stories, a testament to artistic vision that transcended its era. The Wilson family home in Hawthorne, California, blended musical richness with dysfunction. Brian Wilson's journey began with a hidden radio, absorbing diverse genres that shaped his vision. His father, Murray, though abusive, provided instruments and lessons. The brothers developed distinct responses. Carl mediated, Dennis rebelled, and Brian suffered psychological wounds, including hearing loss from his father's violence. Music evolved from hobby to sanctuary for Brian, an escape from his father's cruelty. He mastered accordion and piano, studying arrangements and developing perfect pitch through church choir. Obsessed with the Four Freshmen's harmonies, he spent afternoons in record stores learning their arrangements note by note, then teaching parts to family members. These family sing-alongs, often including their cousins the Loves, seeded the Beach Boys. Brian and friend Al Jardine formed a group with Carl Wilson and Mike Love, later adding Dennis at their mother's insistence, unaware his genuine surfing passion would provide their thematic foundation. The Beach Boys formed when Dennis Wilson inspired Brian to tap into surf culture, creating their first song, Surfin', in August 1961. After early success with smaller labels, Murray secured them a Capitol Records audition in 1962. Producer Nick Venit immediately recognized their potential. Before the second eight bars have spun around, you know that the record is a number one record. Surfin' USA became their breakthrough hit, reaching number three on Billboard. By 1964, they'd recorded eight albums, six reaching Billboard's top 10, with seven top 20 singles. However, the grueling pace and tensions devastated Brian's mental health. In December 1964, he suffered a breakdown during a flight, shouting, "I can't take it," before returning to California. This crisis became a turning point. Brian stopped touring to focus on recording while the band continued performing, with brother Carl leading the touring group. Though creatively productive, Brian's year of seclusion before Pet Sounds proved emotionally dangerous, worsened by his LSD use. As Carl noted, Brian was so sensitive, he was just the wrong person to go popping LSD. In late 1965, Brian isolated himself in his Beverly Hills home, determined to create the most wonderful rock album ever to rival the Beatles' Rubber Soul. His wife Marilyn recognized this as a monumental time for Brian, the music industry, and the world. Rubber Soul catalyzed Pet Sounds through its unity and cohesiveness, challenging Brian to experiment. Norwegian Wood particularly impressed him, though Brian would have enhanced it with orchestration and background voices. Brian's 3,000-square-foot home on Laurel Way became his creative sanctuary, with its tall ceilings, marble floors, and panoramic views. "There was no such thing as a typical day," Marilyn recalled. Brian often worked through the night, constantly either at the piano, arranging, or eating, sometimes waking her at 3 a.m. to hear his latest composition. As Marilyn observed, he didn't have to look for it. It was there. It was all in his head and soul. He just yearned for this wonderful music to come out of him. For lyrics matching his ambitious new music, Brian recruited Tony Asher, an advertising copywriter with no songwriting reputation. Brian was clear, we're not going to do typical Beach Boys songs, seeing Asher as sophisticated and connected to hip social circles. Their collaboration was deeply interactive. Brian created melodies, while Tony suggested structural changes and found words with the right cadence. Though Asher typically wrote lyrics at home after their sessions, songs like God Only Knows emerged during their meetings. They spent hours discussing relationships and emotions, establishing frameworks that informed their songs. The resulting work featured contemplative personal statements giving voice to private emotions. As Asher noted, while Dylan wrote about peace and activism, he and Brian created songs making every man's emotions accessible. Though Pet Sounds loosely chronicles an adolescent relationship, Tony recalls no preconceived concept album plan. Nevertheless, it represented a revolutionary approach when most rock records were merely collections of singles with filler. Brian Wilson's complete control over Pet Sounds redefined music production. As Bob Irwin notes, Pet Sounds represents the first time that an artist of Brian's stature did everything. Jimmy Webb added, "We didn't even know that it was possible until he did it." In sessions, Brian coached musicians through complex arrangements without formal charts, humming and singing ideas while musicians noted chord symbols. His perfectionism often required numerous takes, with God Only Knows needing 22 attempts to satisfy him. At just 21, Brian revolutionized artist-label relationships by rejecting Capitol's producers and studios, insisting on recording elsewhere and delivering finished products. Unlike the Beatles at Abbey Road, Brian selected specific studios, Western Recorders, Gold Star, and Sunset Sound, for their unique sonic characteristics. Following Phil Spector's approach, Brian mixed in mono to ensure consistent sound on all playback systems. His technique involved recording tracks separately, then bouncing multiple instrumental tracks to a single mono track, preserving space for vocals. Released on May 16, 1966, Pet Sounds peaked at only number 10 on Billboard without achieving gold status. Capitol Records provided minimal promotion and undermined its potential by releasing Best of the Beach Boys shortly after, which reached number 8, earned gold certification, and charted for over a year. While America's reception was lukewarm, the album made a significant impact in Britain. At a London listening party, the Beatles studied it intently. According to Kim Fowley, they weren't paying tribute, but analyzing the competition to steal emotional impact for their Revolver sessions. The mutual influence proved profound. McCartney praised, "Pet Sounds blew me out of the water. I've bought my kids each a copy for their education in life." George Martin admitted Sgt. Pepper was greatly influenced by Pet Sounds, calling Brian Wilson a living genius. What began as commercial disappointment transformed into perhaps pop music's most influential album. Jimmy Webb called it a magical moment in history, a testament to Wilson's vision and artistic integrity that continues inspiring musicians across generations.